Now, every week we're talking to the Super Value Supermoms nominees, and this morning it's Orla McLaughlin. Orla, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, Orla. Your Super Value is Chantallo up in Derry. And Orla, yeah, there's a whole variety of reasons as to why women are nominated, and very often there's a challenging story, or there's something that mom has overcome, or there's a mountain that mom's climbing. My goodness, I've been looking at the detail of your life. You're just 33, Orla. You've had a few challenges along the way.
I sure have, my best friend, she nominated me. I didn't really know much about it.
And how did you feel about being nominated?
It was a big surprise. So it was a nice surprise. I wasn't too sure about it, to be honest, whenever she did nominate me, because it sort of brought back a lot of stuff that I sort of put behind me. But it was so nice that she did nominate me.
And how comfortable are you talking about your experiences, the experiences that led you to where you are today, the experiences that you've managed to thankfully overcome?
No, I'm comfortable talking about it now. I'm at the age now where I can talk about it. A couple of years ago, I probably wouldn't have been able to talk about it, but I can now. It's nice to know that you can sort of help somebody else, you know what I mean?
What would your message be to maybe another woman, or maybe a young man who's listening to you? And just to be blunt about it, at 11:30 on a midweek morning, you suffered sexual abuse as a child, and you suffered domestic abuse as an adult. And as a result, life was very, very difficult for you. So tell us what you want to tell us, Orla.
I find it very difficult. When as being younger, it was difficult to maybe to talk to somebody. My advice there is definitely find somebody to talk to. I never dealt with anything until I was pretty older. I kept a lot of things to myself. And then when I grew up and I met the man that I married, and he took advantage of me by hitting me then, I just thought then that, you know, how am I supposed to overcome this as well on top of everything else that happened? And basically, I had a lot of good friends, and Emma was one of the ones that was the girl that nominated me. If you can find a good friend, definitely confide in somebody. Don't be afraid to speak. Don't be afraid to go and see somebody. It's not a bad thing to go and get help. You know, that's probably the main thing. You're afraid to admit that you need help, you know.
And do you feel there'd be significant people facing the horrors that you faced as a young girl?
Definitely, 100%. I, especially sexual abuse here in Derry, and even in Ireland alone, people are afraid to speak up, because, like, even alone now, if you take somebody to court, or if you take somebody up for raping you or sex molesting you, like, they don't get anything. Like, they basically only get put away for so long. Like, the mental torture and the stuff that you have to live with for the rest of your life, for them and going to jail for a couple of years, isn't enough. It's not enough for you to have to live with what you have to live with the rest of your life, you know. And even whenever somebody, you know, hits you as well, as a man hits you, or a woman hits another man, you know, even that alone too, like, nothing, there's not enough punishment anymore, I don't think, for, you know, for us it is effective for the rest of our lives, because it affects you a lot when you're older, a lot. Like I'm having to go to counselling, I was on antidepressants, you know, I'm still seeing the doctor at the minute, and, you know, it stays with you the rest of your life, no matter how old you get, and especially now that I have children and I have daughters, I think that made me a wee bit worse, you know, a lot of more protective, you know.
Do you find you might be overly protective of them?
Definitely. I probably am more overprotective of my daughters than what I am my sons, for definite. I don't know, it just came natural to me. See, I'm an only daughter in my house. I have no sisters, I have all brothers. And just having the daughters, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is to me. I am very protective of them, definitely.
And have you now, you're now in your early 30s, have you now got to a position where you trust people more than you would have in the past?
Oh, I definitely do trust people more. I'm one of the lucky ones. Like, you know, when I was younger, I did go through a really bad phase. You know, I did try to commit suicide. I've done all the things that, you know, most people would do, but, you know, it didn't let it affect me as I got older. I turned the other way, sort of thing. And, you know, as I said, like, I've got good friends. And I've had the children. It sort of made me stronger as well by becoming a mummy. And that's what Emma says. That's the reason why she nominated me, because she said that no matter what ever went on in my life, she says, my children were always oblivious to everything that was going on. Even no matter how down and out I was, they always put them in first, you know what I mean? And, but no, I trust, definitely, you can trust people. It's hard to trust people. It's definitely hard to trust a man. You're always wary of a man, no matter what, especially for what I've been through with being raped and, you know, and being through a domestic violence relationship, you know. But I've been lucky enough, I've met a good man now, you know, and he understands everything that I've been through, and I'm lucky enough that I've come out the other end. I could have turned, you know, to drugs, or I could have turned into this person, but I've turned a completely different route, and I'm happy, and I love telling people my story, and I love helping people, you know.
Well, I'm sure people will be inspired who are going through something like that, or indeed who are looking back on it, will be inspired by what you are saying, Orla. And apart from Emma, who you obviously confided in and who was a rock to you, was there any group or agency that actually helped you along the way?
I went to Nexus. I was going to counselling there for a long time when I was younger. I struggled with counselling as well. I just felt like it's so hard to explain, but I, you know, some people like counselling, some people don't, and I found it hard to talk to a stranger, you know. I thought maybe because some people think that, oh, go and talk to somebody who doesn't know anything about you, it can be easy. Well, I found that quite difficult. I didn't like speaking to somebody who didn't know anything about me. It made me actually more paranoid. So I didn't really have anybody to sort of confide in, and then I was put on to Women's Aid and stuff, and, you know, stuff like that after, you know, me and him, you know, after he done that to me as well. There was definitely a lot of people's phone numbers, a lot of people, you know, whenever it came out what he'd done to me, everybody phoned, there was a lot of messages, there was a lot of stuff, and to be honest, I didn't really reply to a lot of people that sent messages, because I didn't want sympathy, you know, that kind of a way. I just wanted to get on with life, sort of thing, and but I really, really appreciated everything that everybody was trying to do for me, you know.
Orla, I'm not surprised you've been nominated as one of the super moms, and your sons and daughters are very lucky people to have you as a mom. I hope you do well in the competition, girl, and I appreciate you coming
you
on the programme.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No, thank you very much indeed for telling your story, because I'm sure there are people turning up the volume to listen who are going through something very difficult and don't know where to turn. That's Orla McLaughlin. She's one of the nominated moms in the Super Value Super Moms competition. She's from Shantallow up in Derry.